Kerry arrived in Davos Thursday after a peace conference on Syria in Montreux. In an interview with Al Arabiya, he rebuked Iran for its support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Iran understands that the Geneva I communique calls for a transition government with full executive authority by mutual consent. Iran could have come to Geneva, but they refused to embrace that standard.
Kerry's remarks came hours after the Iranian president sought to attract foreign investors for his sanctions-hit country. Mr. Rouhani said his government has made major steps to improve relations with the West.
با کشورهای اروپایی نیز از دیرباز روابط عمیق اقتصادی و تجاری داشتیم.
Engagement between Iran and the United States also entered a new phase during the past month, and for the first time, politicians from both countries have negotiated, exchanged views, and have made decisions to resolve differences in relation to the nuclear issue. This is a major development since Iran's Islamic Revolution.
Mr. Rouhani said Iran has the right to build nuclear power, which he said was strictly for peaceful purposes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promptly questioned Iran's claims.
They say they oppose nuclear weapons. Why do they insist on maintaining the ballistic missiles and the plutonium and the advanced centrifuges that are only used for the production of nuclear weapons? So it sounds good. I wish it was real. It isn't real. I think the world has a mission to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons or from manufacturing nuclear weapons.
Israel is pushing for more sanctions against Iran, a move that Washington has halted for the time being. Kerry offered assurances to U.S. allies in the region that the United States will never allow Iran to build nuclear weapons.
They have to have inspections every day of Fordow. They have to have inspections every day in Natanz. We didn't have that before we made this agreement. Now, yeah, if they broke out, if they decided they're going to throw this agreement away and go start enrichment again, sure, they can turn around. But guess what? If they do that, then the military option that is available to the United States is ready and prepared to do what it would have to do.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew also defended the U.S. decision on Iran.
Each year, the impact of the sanctions that go into effect is far greater than the one-time relief that was in the joint plan. And, you know, I've been very clear with businesses, both in the United States and internationally, that they should be very clear-headed as they think about going and doing business in Iran now, because that sanctions regime has not been removed.
Lew pointed out that the oil and financial sanctions on Tehran should remain in place and that Washington will continue to enforce and monitor them for any violations. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.